This is Tom Lin, Vice President of InterVarsity's Missions Department and the Director of Urbana 12. I'm here in Krakow, Poland, where the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students is hosting its Quadrennial World Assembly. This takes place every 4 years in a different host country, and this time it is in Krakow, Poland. 150 countries are represented here, about 650 delegates from around the world, and it's exciting to be here. InterVarsity USA is one member movement of the IFES, and so I'm here with a delegation of InterVarsity USA staff who are excited to participate in this event. I'm very proud to be a part of the IFES. I think our InterVarsity USA delegation and InterVarsity Christian Fellowship as an organization is very proud to be a member movement of IFES, mainly because of the great impact we see, the great impact IFES has in both societies where the movements work, as well as an impact in global missions. IFES graduates greatly impact the societies where they live. As they graduate from student ministries they are part of, they end up eventually in high-level government positions, in influential marketplace roles, in important faculty roles in universities around the world. And it's tremendous to be a part of that type of impact. IFES has great impact in missions as well. Many IFES graduates from movements around the world go on to serve with indigenous mission agencies, international agencies. We're heavily involved in Lausanne, the Lausanne movement. Organizations like World Vision and leadership roles in those types of organizations, many of those leaders come from IFES. So I think it's strategic and a great privilege to be a part of that. One of the most encouraging parts of World Assembly and very unique parts is the role of students here. So this is an event that takes place every 4 years, tremendous resources devoted to it, but we have students who are actually running an important part of this conference. One of the days, students organize the entire content. And so they arrived here a few days before the World Assembly began. They had a special student gathering, and they took the time during that gathering to plan for this day together. So that's very encouraging. The number of delegates, too, is amazing. 130 of the 650 delegates here are students. And I think in many ways that reflects one of the very important and unique values of IFES, which is student initiative. In our campus ministry, we value significantly student initiative. We celebrate it. And so you see that here at World Assembly. You see that on our campuses. Students often in various countries around the world are doing the teaching, are doing the leading, are doing the leadership development. They're doing everything ministry-wise on the campuses. I remember seeing and speaking with an Ethiopian student leader last year who essentially was leading a 6,000-person campus ministry with four of his friends. These are just students who are leading the 6,000-person ministry. And in many ways, this reflects IFES's ethos of student initiative and empowering students to do this important work. So I think it's just very encouraging to continue to see that lived out here at World Assembly. Well, this week I'm praying and hoping that God does some significant things, especially two areas. One is in our global collaborative partnerships with one another here within the IFES. So as many folks know, we live in a time, in a unique time, I think, where increasing collaboration among organizations is a must. I think the global church is growing in such a way where collaborative partnerships are a must. And in IFES, it's similar. We are continuing to empower movements to partner with one another. It's one of the General Secretary Daniel Bourdonnais' main priorities is to facilitate more partnerships. And so this week here, from InterVarsity USA, we're hoping to do that. We have many invitations from other movements to come work alongside come work with other movements. On our own part, we hope to learn from many other movements and to benefit from their expertise and experiences. So we want those partnerships to grow. I think what strikes me is how many partnerships there are. There are movements like Mali that send staff to Senegal, Mexico sends staff to Honduras, India sends staff and resources to Guyana, many countries collaborating already with one another, and we just want to see more of that. The second major area I'm praying for is to listen well to the issues of the day. Again, with the changing landscape, both socially, politically, and even in the world of missions and the global church, I'm trying to pay particular attention to what are the main two or three issues that we hear this global delegation talking about. Now, of course, as the Urbana 12 director, I'm especially listening for what that might mean for Urbana. As we get a glimpse of what are folks around the world talking about, what are the urgent and critical missions issues of the day from the IFES's perspective. So that's a very important takeaway for me as I enter into this week. I really hope to learn and listen well on that front.